Efforts to clean up the Chesapeake Bay have been going on for years, but now a group of federal scientists thinks that satellite imaging could be the answer. They are teaming with local farmers to see if the technology used with winter cover farming could help. With more on this, Tom Temin from our sister station, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM. It's an interesting story because the winter farming is a big part of it, isn't it, Tom?
It really is. And this is one of those stories that the government is doing something inexpensive for it, and it's not bailing out or putting people in jail or dealing with Bernie Madoffs of the world. It's a feel-good story. I really like this one. What they're doing is checking to see they have if the farming cover is sufficient to absorb all these nutrients that are around the bay, because this is what winter farming does. When you put down this crops, whatever it is, it sucks up all of the leftover fertilizer and nutrients that otherwise would wash into the bay. And what scientists have also done, U.S. Department of Agriculture scientists, they have figured out a way to correlate the rate of chemical uptake with pictures from satellites so they can tell if it's working and if the crops are planted in the right place. And so that's caused the state of Maryland to spend another $18 million, not a big figure with the numbers we're talking about these days, to help farmers do a better job of planting those crops and in so doing keeping the bay cleaner.
It's good for the bay, but does it pay for the farmers? I mean, do they make any money? And I don't even know what winter farming grows.
Well, you know what? I don't know either. We'll have to look up that one. But I don't think it's soybeans or corn. That's in the summer.
Right.
But there's ground covers.
Winter wheat and oats and things like that often are used to, for the livestock.
Does it make money for them, though, I guess, is the
question.
Don't
know that.
Yeah.
Well, I think if it prevents runoff, that certainly saves money because they don't have to rebuild their fields as much every spring.
Right. That's right. And those nutrients would be, instead of running off, those nutrients would be in some kind of valuable product for them, either feeding animals or keeping their soil from losing its nutrients.
Yeah, and if you grind up the winter crops and leave the leavings there, that can also refertilize the soil, too.
Good deal.
Just call me Farmer Tom.
Farmer Tom Timmons.
You know more than you thought you did about winter farming.
Or I make it up as I go, one way or the other.
From Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.